Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthiralayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, and the devotees are silently lined up to have a close glimpse of our Lord. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh taking you across to the evening session of this week's Thursday Live. We shall go ahead with the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. We shall start the session with Omkaram and Ganapati Prarthana. Swami often says, if there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is beauty in character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. If there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. The Vedas contain many short universal hymns that are chanted frequently. Some of these short hymns are called Shanti Mantras. The Shanti Mantras are chanted before and after most major Vedic hymns. Of the various Vedic mantras, the most widely used are the Gayatri Mantra, Om, and some of the Shanti Mantras. This reflects the two basic principles contained in the Vedas. The first one, a spiritual undercurrent underlies everything in the universe. Meditation on Om helps us become aware of this. The second, even as we go within to become aware of our real self, we have to learn to live in harmony with the world around. This is what the various Shanti Mantras teach us. Peace does not mean absence of strife and war. Rather, it is a harmonious balance of everything in our immediate surroundings. This includes the nature and the five elements in nature, plants, animals, and the people with whom we live, the family, community, society, country, and the world at large. The Shanti Mantras help to purify our senses and the environment before we chant the longer Vedic hymns. They also prepare our minds and intellect to receive and understand the higher knowledge inherent in all the Vedas. Though these Shanti Mantras are small, they evoke lofty ideas and ideals. Shanti means peace. These hymns relate to peace at various levels. Within us, which is the intrapersonal level, with others, which is the interpersonal level, with nature, and finally leading us to the absolute one from whom we all arise. The common Sanskrit words often used in these hymns to denote peace and auspiciousness are Shanti, Sham, Swasti, and Bhadram. In today's class, we shall try to understand some common Shanti Mantras or hymns. But before that, we shall try to answer a particular question. Why do we recite Shanti Mantra? Why do we recite Shanti three times? As all of us know that when we are ending a particular mantra, we always chant Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Most hymns end with recitation of Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, recited three times in order to ward off all obstacles and miseries caused by one's own physical and mental disabilities, 2. The outside world, 3. The forces of nature. We can also interpret the three Shanti as enabling us to develop peace in the body, mind, which includes both the thoughts and feelings, and the soul or the spiritual heart. As we chant Shanti 3 times, we can focus on relaxing the body, quietening the mind and experiencing joy and peace in the heart. When Om Shanti 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 is chanted this way, making each successive Shanti softer and softer, we will immediately feel the change within us. Swami often says, the prayer for peace is repeated 3 times, since peace is prayed for in the physical, mental and spiritual planes. Now, we shall try to learn a Shanti mantra which is extracted from the Krishna Yajurveda. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahavirjam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Swami said, this mantra teaches a subtle form of equality and equanimity. All are qualified to chant the Vedas. Vedas do not discriminate. What a wide wisdom is present in this mantra. Even such broad-minded mantras have been interpreted in a narrow sense in later years. One should see the unity in multiplicity. Let us all work together. Only then will there be peace, says Swami. Now, we shall see the meaning of this particular Shanti mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sa, Almighty God, may He protect Avatu, now both of us who are the teacher and the taught. Sahanau Bhunaktu. May He nourish, which means Bhunaktu, both of us now. Sahavirjam Karavavahai. May we together, Saha, acquire Karavavahai, the power, Viryam, or heroism, the prowess or lustre of right understanding. Tejasvi Navadhitamastu. May what we have studied, Adhitam, become Astu, illumined, Tejasvi, in our minds and hearts. Ma vidvishavahai. May love and harmony be with us without ma, any room for conflicts. Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, mind and the soul. Now, we shall listen to this particular mantra as we chant as a group, and the amount of energy it generates, we should be able to understand and feel it.
Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahavirjam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This chant details the essentials of a successful study. One is the protection aspect. This includes good health and an atmosphere that is safe and peaceful. As Swami says, non-toxic atmosphere is the basis of educare and education. The second, nourishment and sustenance. Growth is an integral part of life and education. This includes nourishment of one's physical, financial, mental, emotional and spiritual capacities so as to further one's studies. The third aspect, strength and courage are essential to persevere through the external obstacles and one's own inherent limitations like laziness and distractions. Fourth, illumination. What is learnt has to be integrated into one's thought, word and deed until it shines effulgently within us and becomes apparent to all those who come in contact with us. And finally, no conflicts. Personal conflicts, jealousy and misunderstanding can mar the learning process. The learner and the teacher, purity of feelings is very important in the process of education. Now, we shall take up a mantra, which is an extraction from the Atharva Veda. Om Bhadram Karne Vishrunuyama Devah Bhadram Pashye Maksha Bhirya Jatrah Sthirai Rangai Estushtu Vagum Sastanu Bhihi Vyashema Devahi Tanyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhashravah Swastina Pusha Vishwavedah Swastina Starksho Arishtanimihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Swami often said in his discourses, see good, do good and be good. Now, we shall see the meaning of these lines of the particular Shanti Mantra. Om Bhadram Karne Vihi. O gods, Devah, may we listen, Shrunuyama, with our ears, Karne Vihi, what is auspicious, Bhadram, and good. Bhadram Pashye Maksha Bhirya Jatraha. O gods, Yajatraha, may we see, Pashyema, with our eyes, Akshabhir, what is auspicious and good. O God, may we sing your praises. Sthirai Rangai Estushtu Vagum Sastanu Bhihi. May we glorify Stushtu Vagum, you. May we enjoy Vyashema. Vyashema Devahi Tanyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhashravah. May we enjoy Vyashema with our strong limbs, Sthirai Rangaihi, and bodies, Tanubih, and lifespan, Yadayuhu, bestowed on us so that it is spent in harmony, Hitam, or benefit, with nature, Deva, God. Every aspect of nature is worshipped as God in the Vedas. May Indra grant us auspiciousness, Swasti, strength, both physical and mental, and vastness, Vriddhaha, of hearing, Shravaha, which will enable clarity of thought and intelligence. Swastina Pusha Vishwavedah Swastina Starksho Arishtanimihi. May Pusha, Sun, the Omniscient, Vishwavedah, the One, grant us auspiciousness, Swasti. May Tarkshya, or Garuda, who fights poisonous snakes, and Arishtanimihi, who removes obstacles and grants protective armor, grant us auspiciousness, Swasti. May they remove the poison in our minds and hearts and grant us the ability to further our studies without obstacles.
Swasti no brihaspatir dadhatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
May Brihaspati, the Supreme Teacher, grant dadhatu us auspiciousness, swasti, and success in our study. Peace, peace, and peace. Peace to the body, mind, and soul. Swami often in his discourses tells us to develop a broad inner vision. In one of his discourses, Swami tells us, embodiments of love, do not try to find faults with others. First, identify your own faults. But you will not benefit if you simply see good in others without cultivating good qualities in you. Nurture pious feelings. You should not hate anyone. The world will inevitably react on you. It will reflect your thoughts and plans. It will resound with your cries and creeds. Your thoughts, words and deeds will shape others and theirs will shape you. Swami goes on to say, the divinity will manifest in you only when your conduct is good. God is not somewhere in a distant land. He is very much in you, with you and around you, guiding you and guarding you. Develop divine feelings and listen to the divine voice from within. When you have the feeling of divinity in you, you will not think, see, hear, talk bad or do any evil. Spirituality is not a formal observance but an inner experience. The actions that we perform are responsible for all happiness and sorrow we experience. And relating to this particular Shanti Mantra, Swami often gives us the ABCs of life. Always be careful. Always be carefree. Always be cheerful. Always be calm. Always be charitable. Always be courteous. Always be considerate. Always be cooperative. Avoid bad company. Accept benign company. Now, we shall listen to the group chanting of this particular Shanti Mantra.
Om Bhadram Karne Vishrunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashche Bhakshabhiryajatraha Sthirairangaihi Stushtubhagum Sastanovihi Yajema Devahi Tanyadayuhu Swasti na Indra Vriddhashravaha Swasti na Pooja Vishwavedaha Swasti na Starkshyo Arishtanemihi Swasti na Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Now we shall go to one more Shanti Mantra, which is an extract from the Krishna Yajur Veda and which is very well known.
Om Tachayyo Ravrani Mahe Gatuin Yajnaya Gatuin Yajna Pataye Daivi Swastirastunaha Swastir Manushebhyaha Urdhvanji Gatu Bheshajam Shanno astudvipade Shanchatushpade Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Bhagavan often says, wherever there is a vacuum in any heart, love flows into it and is glad that it can fill the emptiness. It is never held back. It is offered in abundance without guile or deceit. We shall go through the meaning of this particular mantra.
Om Tachayyo Ravrini Mahe.
We pray Avrini Mahe or invoke for that which is auspicious to us.
Gātuṁ yajñāya, gātuṁ yajñapataye.
We pray that we may chant gātuṁ or sing in praise of the sacrifice, yajña, and in praise of the Lord of sacrifice, yajñapataye. We pray for the development of yajña and all those who conduct them.
Daivee swastirastunaha.
Naha may be astu. Granted the divine daivee blessings, swastir, peace or welfare.
Swastir manushebhyaha urdhvanjigatu bheshajam.
Swastir may peace. Manushebhyaha, be unto the whole human race. Urdhvam, good or of high quality, may healing. The bheshajam, crops or herbs. Jigatu, flourish in abundance.
Shanno astu dvipade, shanchatushpade. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Astu me, Shan, peace and happiness. No, be showered on us. Dvipade, the two-legged ones, who we are all human beings. Chatushpade, four-legged, and on all the animals. Peace. Peace and peace. Peace to the body, mind and soul. The Vedic rituals are for the welfare of the world. It is wrongly assumed that the Vedas had only the one section of the population, one caste, one race and one community in view. This is the result of misreading and mistaken inference. They are concerned. It was said, only with the Brahmins and with the Pandits among them. This too is a wrong conclusion. Every Vedic ritual had as its goal the prosperity and peace of the world. The Vedas yearn to establish the welfare of the three worlds, the nether regions, the earth and the heaven. It is a pity that a narrow outlook is foisted by short-sighted people on such profound texts. The Vedas do not allow scope for distinctions on the basis of caste or creed. As Swami says, they assert, I shall save whoever keeps me in memory. I shall be beside whoever is beside me. Whoever adores me in whatever form and through whichever name, I shall manifest myself before them with that form bearing that name. Now, we shall have the chanting of this particular Shanti Mantra, Tat Chayyo Ravrani Mahe.
Om Tat Chayyo Ravrani Mahe, Gatui Yajjaya, Gatui Yajjapataye, Daivi Swastirastunaha, Swastim Manushebhyaha, Urdhvanjigatu bheshajam, shanno astu dvipade, shanchatushpade. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
In the coming class, we shall learn some more of these Shanti Mantras, which can be chanted in our daily life. Whenever we get time, we meditate upon Bhagavan's divine form and with a prayer in our hearts to grant to the entire world, to the entire universe, the ultimate peace. With this we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. Now I hand over the mic to Brother Bishu to take over with the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Over to Brother Bishu.